On the GOP side in Wisconsin, Governor Walker and State Attorney General Brad Schimmel are challenging the Obama administration's plan to cut greenhouse gas emissions from coal-burning power plants. Schimmel's also part of an effort to stop State Public Lands Board official Tia Nelson from discussing climate change while at work. And former State Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch, now trying to secure a seat on the Public Service Commission, recently told a Senate hearing that climate change ranks down a ways on his list of concerns.
I think it's more important for us to recognize the value of cost-efficient energy efficiency programs and diversification of our energy resources.
Hipsch also said that one volcano eruption can have a greater impact on climate change than emissions from all cars, a falsehood he later withdrew. Contrast Hipsch's view of climate change with an event yesterday in Madison. At the 9th Annual Earth Day Conference organized by the UW-Madison Nelson Institute, several scientists drew applause as they spelled out the potential harm that may come from a changing climate. UW soil science professor Bill Bland says peak temperatures may increase, including in places like the Wausau area, which would be bad news for local cows.
You see that we're moving this climate up into a region where livestock you can expect to be much more stressed than they are now.
Adina Rissman, an assistant professor of forest and wildlife ecology, says loggers may already be taking a financial hit because in winter the ground isn't staying frozen as long, making it harder to get into the woods.
The take-home message here is that we had a decline of 2 to 3 weeks of frozen ground since 1950.
Some businesses question climate change predictions and observations, but others, like ZBB Energy of Menominee Falls, try to earn money off of efforts to slow down global warming.
At ZBB, we bring energy to people, where they need it, when they need it, and the way they need it.
This promotional video highlights the company's energy storage units that are needed for renewable energy sources that produce little or nothing in the way of greenhouse gases. ZBB CEO Eric Apfelbach says he takes climate change seriously.
So the question is, what do? You can't depend on global governments to take care of it. So in essence, economics and other things have to drive the governments of the world.
To plan for possible increases in payouts, insurance companies are focusing more attention on the extreme weather events that may be linked to climate change. Joseph Gates is Catastrophe Management Director at American Family Insurance.
To the extent that the trends are telling us that there's something we should be paying attention to, we're certainly looking at that.
The next president could have a key role in deciding whether to continue U.S. policies aimed at combating climate change. Yesterday's featured speaker, Neil deGrasse Tyson, says he hopes the next chief executive is scientifically literate.
And more importantly, know when you don't know something so that you go find someone who does. That's what you want in a leader.
Tyson says politicians who fear emerging scientific truths are not the problem. He says it's the people who elected them. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.